Hello and welcome to Empower to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready. Get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
Hello, everyone. And thanks so much for joining us today on Empower to Empower Others. I want to say to our listening audience, thank you. Thank you so very much for your continued support. I am elated when I look at our listening audience to see where you all are listening from. So I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to our listening audience in the United States. I want to say thank you to our listening audience in France, in Germany, in the United Kingdom, in Japan, in Australia, in Brazil, in Russia, in India, Canada, in Saudi Arabia, in Morocco, in Namibia, in South Africa, in Tanzania, in Democratic Republic of Congo, in Nigeria, in Italy. I want to thank you all. I don't want to leave anybody out. In the UK, I want to thank you all so very much for listening in and being a part of our program and the messages that we release. I'm grateful this evening for our callers who are on the line. Please at any time press 1 and I will gladly bring you into the conversation. Tonight I have for a thought. It's time to refocus. And you might say, Valerie, what am I refocusing on? And I'm so glad you asked. We are refocusing on how intentional we are in giving God our all. Earlier today in our Seeking Truth episode, I had a conversation with our group where we talked about our part-time lover. And you might say, oh my goodness, wait a minute. What is she about to talk about? Now, don't get it twisted, because I absolutely love my husband and nothing comes before him. Not anything comes before him but God, of course. God and then my husband. But when we talked about this part-time lover and as we share this evening about our need to refocus, Exodus 20 and 3 reminds us of, you shall have no other gods before me. That's how it reads in the NIV, and it's pretty consistent throughout all of the reading. Good News Translation says, worship no god but me. And when we go back and look at that scripture, they were encouraging the people to not have idols, these gold and brass fixtures that they erected to worship. God was like, don't do that. And today, often you don't see the statue that we may focus on. You might not see those things, but let me just share with you, as I shared earlier today, of having a part-time lover. I'm guilty, because I'm in the same space and place, like many others, where I need to refocus. And so you're saying, okay, Val, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I'll tell you. The reason that I need to refocus, is because I've allowed things to get in the way. I am pretty diligent when it comes to the things of God. I am. I pray, I read the word, I'm a student of the word, by choice and not because I'm a student in school. So I am tasked weekly with studying the word, with understanding the scripture, with having to regurgitate and share it with others. I'm good with doing those things, diligent even with doing those things. But I discovered even this day, as I sat on my sofa pondering what it is the Spirit of God wanted to say to me, he said, when you're intentional about doing what I've asked, you are intentional. But when you have downtime that you could spend with me, and I said, ooh, wait a minute. He said, Valerie, you, like many others, have a part-time lover. And I was like, God, oh, my God, listener, let me tell you, when I heard that, it stung me. Because I'm thinking, God, I'm in the right space. I'm doing those things that you've called me to do. God, where am I slacking? Where am I lacking? Where do I need to refocus? And he said, you need to refocus in the time that you spend with me. Now, for most of us, when we get into a relationship, especially with someone new, I listen to people talk about how we talk three times a day, or I talk to him all the way to work, or first thing I do in the morning is I call him. And then as I'm going through my day, you know, it's nothing for me to get a text message or nothing for me to you know, on him or any of those other apps, use any of those other apps to see his face and to get in his presence. It's nothing for that voice to be the last voice that you want to hear at night. It's just that's just what it is. That's the expectation. This is new. This is beautiful. This is love. And we've given him all that time. And sometimes we give all that time to that individual and the relationship doesn't even last. Be honest. It doesn't even last. We give our time to a job. People bring their work home, and instead of spending time with their family, they're doing work. Work, 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 work. Never looking up, never breathing. Work, work, work. And you're saying, well, Beth, you know, maybe the job requires. No. If you got a job that requires 24/7, 7 days a week, you might want to look for something different. Now, it's different if you're working for yourself, but if you got a boss, and that's the kind of requirement, I can probably imagine that that boss is not given that same dedication to the task. You might want to rethink that. You might want to refocus. You might want to refocus. That's where I found myself, listeners. I need to refocus. And as I shared it earlier, everybody that was on that call was like, yep, you are not saying anything that is not true. Some said, you know what, I'm convicted because you're telling the truth. This is absolutely right. And I challenged them then, and I challenge you now, to take a look at what you're doing, where you're doing it, and to see if, in fact, you are giving something or someone more attention than you're giving to God. And you say, Valerie, I'm not doing it. I promise you, I'm not. You don't have to convince me because I'm not going to try to convince you. I know where I am. I was sitting here several hours ago, and my daughter called, and she said, Mom, what are you doing? And I said, forgive me, but I'm with my part-time lover. And she laughed, and I laughed, and we went on with our conversation. But my part-time lover is Hallmark. It's Hallmark. I'm telling you, when I go to bed at night, the last thing I see is Hallmark. When I wake up in the morning, after I have my conversation with God, it's Hallmark. On Saturdays, when I could, you know, I have my downtime, true, and I do my spiritual breakfast, and we have a powerful time, and we have conversations that feed off of that. And then, you know, with doing things, I realize that on those days specifically, after I do my routine, and Lord forgive me, but I see it clearly. After I do my morning routine, after I get those things, those assignments completed, my engagement with the Holy Spirit doesn't kick in the same way. My focus then becomes, oh, it's Lazy Saturday, so I'm not thinking about prayer. I'm not thinking about the word. I'm not thinking about worship. I'm not thinking about any of those things. I don't necessarily have to prepare for the message tomorrow. I've studied all week. I've done all of that. So it's my downtime. Today, I'm going to spend it with my part-time lover. Today, me and the remote control and the pillow are going to have a good time. Me and Hallmark are going to love it up all day long. And I know for some of y'all, y'all probably laughing, saying, that lady is so crazy. But look, it's Hallmark for me. It's chocolate sometimes for me. Sometimes when I'm feeling some kind of way, and I don't necessarily want to talk to God about it, I don't want to talk to anybody about it, but I'll go to the cabinet and get chocolate and let chocolate soothe me and chocolate make me feel good, good. Maybe it's not chocolate. Maybe you have an issue with your flesh. Maybe your thing is that you got to have a body, and it might be a body that's not a body you should be with, because you got a need that you haven't allowed God to help you temper. And you have not just a spiritual part-time lover, you have a physical part-time lover. But the Spirit of God is saying, it's time for us to refocus very sternly. When he sees us dedicating all this time to other things and other people that we're not giving to him. What? And I mean, he's speaking to us now, but what if you had to hear that? I ask the question, how many of you would be okay with being somebody's part-time lover? Nobody wanted that. Nobody wants the second thought, the second hand. Everybody wants to feel as if they are the priority. I am important. I am the focus. But yet, knowing that God is everything to us, he is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning and end. But yet, we sometimes treat him like he's part-time. I say to you, it's time to refocus. Again, I welcome our callers on the line for this segment. I wish that you press 1 and come into the conversation and share your thoughts about it's time to focus. Because, again, we all have our own stuff. We find ourselves in spaces and places. We are not as diligent in seeking the Lord where he may be found. We are not as diligent when the word says that we should pray without ceasing. We're not always postured for prayer the way that we should. We're not always doing that, 2 Timothy. Study to show yourself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. We're not always doing those things. We're not always being attentive. Because when the word says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by God, we're not always allowing our steps to be ordered by God. We have our own thoughts, our own agendas, our own plans. And what's crazy to me is that sometimes, because what we're planning to do is a good thing, that it's a God thing. But let me share with you, it's not always the case. We can do something that's good. Might be good for us. It might be good for someone else. But it has nothing to do with God's intent in that moment. And you say, Val, wait a minute. Come on. Now I'm supposed to do good. I didn't say you couldn't do good things. But more than good things, I want us to consider doing the God thing. What does the Spirit of God say? Are we even inquiring of what it is I need to be doing? I'm telling you, after our conversation earlier, I had to really sit back and go, God, okay, I'm so guilty that as much as I do, I'm still guilty. I still need to refocus. I need to be mindful that what I'm doing and how I'm going about doing anything is directed by God. I laughed today to myself. I had to go and pick up something, and I was just going to jump in the truck and go. My husband was laid back chilling, and the Spirit of God said, no, ask. And I said, hey, babe, will you go with me? He said, yeah. He got up. He got dressed. We went. We did that. We went somewhere else. We spent some time, you know, just sitting in the truck waiting. We got groceries. We came back home. And it was a couple hours that we spent together away from the house that had I not asked, we wouldn't have been able to spend that time. Now, it's not that anything magnificent happened in those moments, but that was a time that I believe with everything that's in me that God ordained for us to get out of the house, if it were to do more, no more than go get an ice cream cone and spend time talking in each other's presence, not talking about all the typical things, but just talking, just being. I'm grateful because that was another opportunity for us to refocus. Weren't focused on getting the clothes put away, weren't focused on moving the bins, not focused on any of that, but in those moments, focused on each other and what was needed in those moments. There might be couples listening, married people listening right now, and you know that that's an area that needs refocusing, that it's time now for you to really inquire of the Lord, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Is this your desire? Have I given something or someone, God, even more attention that I'm giving my spouse? If so, show me and aid me in refocusing and realigning so I can do those things which are pleasing to you. Lord, help me. Redirect me. Let me. Help me. Help me to refocus, to get back on track and doing what's needed for you and for the kingdom of God. We say it all the time. Not my will, but thy will be done. We say it all the time, but do we really mean it? Are we really focused enough to say to the Father, thy will be done, and we mean that in every area of our lives? I just want us to consider that, to really give thought to where we are, to what is capturing our time. What's really going on? Is it enough? Do you feel it's enough? Because I know for certain that some people feel like what I give God, and I feel like that's enough. If that's how you feel, then not much I can say. I'm the messenger, and my job as a messenger is to share with you that the Spirit of God is saying it's time for us to refocus, because many of us have a part-time lover. We have something that we have allowed to become some form of an idol that we give more attention to, more focus on, than we do the things of God. that we go to those things without even asking, Holy Spirit, is this what's needed? Is this what I need to be doing? Is this where I need to be going? Is this who I need? It becomes our routines, what I do on Saturdays. That's what I do on rainy days. That's what I eat when we got all these rituals, all these things that we do. But the Spirit of God is saying, I need you to check it. Because when they were talking about the idols back in Exodus, it gave us a picture. And, I mean, you go back and you look at it, the gold and the brass cast, you know, that. You see that image, and you just think that as long as it's no statues or anything like that, I'm good. But, no, there's idolatry in our possessions. You know, you got to have the right car. You got to live in the right house. You got to all those other things. Look, it's time to refocus. It's time to refocus. It's time to make sure that we're giving God his due. He wants our time. He wants our attention. He wants us willingly serving the kingdom and the people. And sometimes we can't because we think about me. On a cold Saturday, I'm wrapped up in my blanket with the remote control in my hand, getting in as many Hallmark movies as I can. And, if my phone ring, I answer it. But I'm honestly not thinking about anything but me and Hallmark. That's my part-time lover, y'all. And stop laughing at me because that's my truth. That's my truth. I ain't going to laugh at you if you disclose yours. But I'm going to say to you, just like Holy Spirit said to me, it's time to refocus. It's okay to watch your Hallmark movies, Val. It is. That's what he said. You can watch your movies. But don't feel like it's okay to binge and do nothing all day long but do that movie without having some conversation with me. You know, even if you say, oh, God, I need to rest today. I need to rest today. And this might be the case, you know. I need rest today. God, I feel like my spirit is just, I feel overwhelmed. I feel overworked. I feel, and y'all, then he might tell us some truth about why we feel that way. Well, you feel that way because you didn't refocus. You feel that way because you did this, you did that, you did this, you went here, and those things, I didn't have anything to do with it. So you feel overwhelmed. So now what do you want me to do? And then that's when you say, okay, God, okay, I get it. And that might be enough to change you, to cause you to refocus. That might be enough for some. But for others, he might have to give you some hard and fast instructions for change. And if you're wise, you'll follow the instructions. You'll make the necessary adjustments. You'll refocus. And in refocusing, you'll realign yourself according to his intent for your life, and you'll change what you've been doing. You will have it to be that there is no God, no thing, no one more important or greater than he is, the one who loves us, that loved us so much so he gave his only begotten son for us. Him. Love him. Focus on him and the things that he intends for us. And let that part-time lover go. Y'all, it's time to refocus. Time to refocus. To be diligent about the things that God requires for our lives. So that we can receive all that he has for us. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. And if we're spending time, more time than we should with a part-time lover, we're not putting ourselves in that space and place to receive the reward that he has for us. So I encourage you, I empower you with this truth. It's time to refocus. And if you're willing to do it, I know that God is going to bless you real, real good. We say love and blessings to each one of you. Until next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.